It's a young jurisdiction, and to begin with, there are not that many cases that deal with illegal logging, environmental issues. But the courts are now listening, and are actually are making very, very good decisions. In the first case that I did, that dealt with illegal logging and trespass on customary land. And the Supreme Court actually decided in favour of the landowners and awarded them 2.3 million kina in damages.
The precedent set by this landmark decision of 1997 has been the staple of Ms. Kajir's work ever since. She's found evidence of widespread government corruption within PNG that has allowed logging companies from neighbouring Asian countries to act autonomously and in breach of the law.
The classic type of litigation that ELC is involved in is where they are essentially seeking to halt illegal logging, which has come about through illegal concessions and permits given to do logging unbeknownst to those customary landholders.
Jeff Smith is the director of the Environmental Defenders Office of New South Wales, an Australian organisation that has assisted Anne with her work at the Environmental Law Centre in Papua New Guinea. He says Ms. Kajir has overcome a multitude of personal challenges to defend PNG's forests and the rights of its customary owners.
Well, we've been in a partnership with the ELC for some years, and really we've observed from afar, in the main, the hostile circumstances in which she's undertaken her work, the types of situations in which Annie has been put over the past few years is extraordinary, and basically reads like a run through of the Crimes Act. There's been kidnapping, death threats, robbery, intimidation, and all manner of circumstances that she's had to face in her daily work.
But Ms. Kajir's plight isn't just relevant to the people of PNG. According to Greenpeace, Australians could be renovating their homes with timber that's been illegally felled in these environmentally and culturally significant forests. For Ms. Kajir, one of the challenges she faces is breaking through people's ignorance of the situation in PNG. And she says winning the Goldman Environmental Prize is one step towards achieving this goal.
It is tough. It is tough to be defending landowners in the national courts. It's tough. It's hard. Having my boarding pass torn up before boarding a flight, being threatened to be locked up in a container, being asleep at home and having my laptop being taken are some of those threats.
So how do you endure these things? What is it that keeps you going?
You know, at the end of the day, it's about these people. It's about the future. I can't stop unless we get something right, you know. Just seeing them being treated so badly, being unhappy, you know. I can't bear that. You know, I want to keep on going, get it right at least.
And how much does it mean to you to win this award?
Oh, my goodness. It's a big honour. It is really something, you know, the world appreciates the struggle that I'm doing. And because, you know, back home you get a lot of negativity about what you do. They brand you as, somebody who's against development, that's it, which is incorrect. And so, you know, by winning this prize, I hope that I can continue the work that I've been doing, educating landowners about what their rights are, and litigate wherever possible.